Blog Talk Radio.
A return to excellence. A return to tradition. It's the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. The Isle, the Kingdom, Red Dragon.
Welcome back to another edition of the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, powered by Charles Auto Family, located in Garrettsville, Ohio, bringing you great deals every single day. And we are on episode 3 as we are 10 days away before the Red Dragons take on Girard Indians. Coach Perry, you guys got your first scrimmage last week. I think we all kind of want to get into the nooks and crannies of how that went for you.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mixed bag. I think some positives there. I thought, we had some explosive plays. We had way too many missed assignments on the negative side, and then I thought we kind of lost our water there a little bit. We got a little bit rattled when some things didn't go our way. So, but what I told the players was it was definitely all you want from that scrimmage is to put a little pressure on your team and find out where your weaknesses are, and I think there was plenty to come out from that we've started to address this week.
Nice. Now, 10 days away, you have your first scrimmage, you've been doing your practices. How close are you kind of finding out who's going to be at the positions that, you know, you're looking at starters?
Yeah, well, we haven't played a game yet, but we've already started to hit a little bit of an injury bug, so especially up front on the offensive line. Caused us to do quite a bit of shuffling. We're waiting on some results, some tests on some kids. We think we're going to get one or two back and so forth, so probably a little bit of test of our versatility to see if we're able to plug and play guys. So we have an idea at some positions, at other positions, we're still trying to shuffle things around.
Nice. Now this scrimmage, it was the first time you really get to see these guys against opponents where these guys can go after and chase somebody else besides somebody with a Red Dragon uniform on. I mean, position-wise, I mean, where did you feel pleased and where did you think you kind of need the most work?
Yeah, I thought I thought our quarterbacks played pretty well. Made some good decisions. We had a boneheaded one or two in there that simply can't happen. I thought our backs ran well. We got to showcase a little bit of the versatility of our backfield, different styles there. But up front, we just as we went through the tape and graded it out, a lot of missed assignments. In my mind, that goes back to coaching. For whatever reason, we haven't gotten it to our kids, apparently, assignment-wise, what we're doing. So we have to be willing to adjust, as coaches and do a little bit better teaching to just make sure that when we're running a play, our kids know where they're going.
And that on both sides of the ball?
Defensively, we did it. We had some big-time breakdowns, but it was just a bit of two things. One, we didn't game plan for LeBray. We just wanted to keep everything focused on Girard. We were pretty vanilla. I think if you go back and watch the film, we stayed in cover two a lot, which when teams that throw the ball, you don't want to make a die out of cover two. If teams know you're in it, you're going to be in trouble. But we wanted to get those things on film, so we were fine to do that. But within that, we kind of blitzed on the wrong side a couple times and left a kid wide open. So, again, that goes back to coaching. If these kids are unsure of who's coming and going and who's got who, then we're in trouble. So we can't even put that on the kids as much as I have to on us coaches. So a lot of things on, as far as execution on both sides we need to clean up.
Nice. Now, and they had a couple of D1 receivers?
Yeah, their tight end, the Stevens kid, I think he's committed to Buffalo or pretty serious. Like, all the MAC schools are in on him, and then I know that even Maryland was looking hard at him. Now they got a coaching situation over there, so that's probably on the back burner as far as the Maryland program goes. And then they have another wide receiver who is a Division I talented kid. So, it was a good look for us.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, LeBray, I know all those coaches well. I coach with almost all of them when I was over at LeBray. They know what the heck they're doing, and then they came in and executed. They have a veteran team, so Those area football fans, I'd say that's a team you maybe want to look at. They're probably going to have a nice season.
Nice. I'm just thinking in the back of my mind. I mean, at least you know, you gave up some big plays. You said it during the scrimmage, and they have some potent weapons. You got to pay attention to those weapons, and those guys make plays themselves. So it's not a guy like myself making a big play against you. It's a D1 prospect with opportunities after the high school.
And you want to see that in a scrimmage, and that was nice. You know, we're going to see some great players all year, starting week one with some of these kids that Girard have that are being highly recruited. So, you know, the schedule we play, you know, we want to have a look from a scrimmage. You know, have those kids come in here and, you know, show us what we're up against.
Awesome stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, featured by Charles Auto Family in Garrettsville, Ohio. Remember, if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always listen to it or download it at your leisure at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. You simply type in the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. You can find this episode, the previous two episodes, and all the episodes that will follow as we follow the Red Dragons in this upcoming 2018 season. So we're 10 days away before you guys take the field against the Girard Indians. What's it like for you as a coach? I mean, what's on your mind the most right now? Is it just finding the right kids to get in the right positions? Is it you just kind of finding the mistakes and, you know, getting these gaps filled on defense or some of these things? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things, but what's maybe making you stay up a little bit later than you should?
Yeah, so I think really at this time, as you say, 10 days away, we got a scrimmage coming up this Wednesday, so we'll pause and take care of that first. But really, to me, is we got to find out what can we do, what can we hang our hat on, what wrinkles off of that do we have. So we're trying to now start to really focus in a little bit on a game plan type scenario, whereas before it's the installation of everything. Well, now that we got enough plays on film, you know, what do we feel that we're good at? What maybe do we have to put on the back burner that maybe isn't something we're going to do a ton of, and really kind of trim the playbook down to say, hey, you know, what's going to work against Girard versus, oh, this is just something hypothetically we can do. So that's big. And then the other thing is getting the kicking game squared away. You know, as we're getting close there, we want to make sure we're good on special teams. And no matter how much you try to emphasize it, always feel like it gets neglected. So we're trying to pick up the pace on that part of the ball, making sure we're sound in all those teams. And again, finding the right kids that want to go down and make plays on those teams.
How much changes from last week's scrimmage to this upcoming week's scrimmage?
I don't know if change is the right thing. I'm really looking, again, I was a little disappointed in the fact that I thought we lost composure at times. So I'm looking for our kids to, you know, we obviously want to have some success, but I want them to have some adversity again, and I want to see them bounce back from it. That's really the biggest thing that we've emphasized all week is you got to play through the toughness of this whole thing.
Yeah, and it's a mental game is half the battle. I mean, I think everybody out there always has the physical attributes, but it's the mental attributes that kind of make the difference in a lot of plays.
Yeah, we actually had that talk with our kids, and Coach Bourne put it up on the board, and he's always been in the belief, and I think he's 100% right. It's really 75% a mental game. You know, if you look at teams that traditionally win, even when they're kind of getting played off their feet a little bit, they find a way to win. And teams that traditionally don't win, even though they might be playing well, at the end of it, sometimes they tend to give it away. So, you know, that really, our mind really controls a lot of that, and our kids need to start learning that. And, you know, we've really tried to drill that. We have a drill that when you talk to our special guests, you can ask them about it. We have a drill called No Mistake, and it can be brutally tough to get through. And, you know, that's just one of those things that we try to do to try to get them just to focus on playing each and every down.
Awesome stuff. Once again, you're listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast, powered by Charles Auto Family. And we have our first guest of the 2018 season. It's our Red Dragons player spotlight, and we're going to get to that in 1 second. But, Coach, how excited are you to start to be able to bring on these kids and let them share their views of the program and just share with the community what it's like being a Red Dragon?
Yeah, I think this is the fun part of it, Bo. I mean, you and I could sit and talk football all day, but, you know, really, what are we down here? We're down here to watch and be around kids like this, and hopefully, like, again, our fans get to, you know, maybe get a little bit closer to the players, find out who they are, and give them a little something extra to root for, you know, when they see them out there on Friday night. And, I think we're going to start with a good one here, and then hopefully, you know, this grows, and when you get to see beat a bunch of our kids as we move forward.
Awesome. And now we're going to feature our first player 2018 Red Dragon player spotlight.
Flow that got the block hot, shit got super hot.
Our first 2018 Red Dragon Player Spotlight is with none other than team captain, senior number 13, Jason Gibson. Most people know him as Gibby. We appreciate you stopping by, man. I was excited to bring you on because the previous shows with Coach Perry, he really spoke very highly of you. He even said in his terms of coaching career, he didn't meet a lot of kids with as much heart and charisma and just wanted type of desire. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty good to hear from our head coach.
Yeah. And then for you, this is your senior year. Yeah. And you've been through some of the struggles this team has faced, the adversity this team has had over the years. You yourself have faced more adversity than most players have in a career. What keeps you going, man? I mean, was it Jefferson you got hurt the last time?
Canfield.
Okay, I was there for that. And I remember all the parents in the stands were just shaking their head. They're like, it can't be him again. And what's it like for you?
It's been tough. You know, I didn't... A lifetime worth of injuries, for sure. But, you know, it's kind of hard to give up on kids that you've grown up with your whole life and played football with your whole life. So that's what keeps me going. I love the game, love the people in the locker room, and love this city. So you got to keep playing football.
Yeah. Now, if this was a regular college, the pro player spotlight show, I would have wrote down in my scouting notes, did you notice that he said it's hard to give up on the kids? Not a him thing. Hard to give up on the kids that you've played with. That's a leadership thing right there. So has there ever been a point where you're like, you know what, I'm not going to play? You know, this injury, if I get hurt again, I'm not going to come back. I mean, what's the mindset?
Well, after my second ACL tear, my dad was very mad that it happened again. So he was telling me I wasn't allowed to play my senior year. But I was pushing it, Dad, I'm playing. I don't care what you say, I'm playing. Like, so we went back to the doctors, and first thing my dad said was, you're not going to let him play football again. And I looked at my surgeon, and I said, you better let me play football again. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to of my senior year is playing football. So we went through that, and there's been a lot of arguments.
I'm sure.
A couple months ago, not anymore. Okay. He's okay with it now. But he wasn't too happy that I wanted to play football again. He said I've been hurt enough, and it's just I couldn't give it up. So.
And for you, I mean, going into your senior year, your team captain, is this your first year as being a team captain?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's it like? You have to have that leadership ability before the vote comes in, because kids are already looking at you as that role. But how do you kind of change maybe what you're doing from, you know, day before you walk into that locker room, before the captain, till the next day after? I mean, do you have a little bit different swagger?
Do you
hold yourself a little different?
I don't say you change yourself at all. I mean, they looked at you as that leader before you were named captain. So why would you change anything that you're doing now?
Totally.
So stay the same, keep it cool, calm, and collected, and always be there for your teammates, lift them up, never put them down.
Nice. And we've mentioned in the show, 10 days away, how anxious are you to just kind of get the pads on and don't worry about practices and scrimmages, actually go under the Friday night lights?
That's a great feeling, running out of that tunnel and onto Bo Ryan's field. But, you know, I think we're all anxious. We're all ready to get out there. We still have a lot of preparing to do. You know, we still got game planning and stuff like that. So we still got to focus in, hone in on the basics, practice good. But I think we're all very ready to strap it up.
In terms of that quarterback safety, a lot of guys, obviously high school, most kids play both sides of the ball.
Right.
How do you feel at those positions?
Wherever I can help the team win is where I'm going to play football. So.
Yeah. Where do you feel most comfortable, I should say?
Doesn't really matter to me, honestly.
No?
Wherever I can help the team win, whether that's on the sideline being a cheerleader or on the field playing football, it doesn't matter to me as long as we're winning football games and having fun.
Let me ask you this. Which one do you think you would, out of any position out there, which one do you think you would feel the most uncomfortable for me?
An offensive or defensive line.
Okay. I figured he wasn't going to give me the one he likes playing the most, but I figured we'd try to get maybe the one that you're like, I don't know, coaches, this is the best idea, but I'm going to do it.
Right.
I'm a team captain. I'm here for the team. I will sack it up for you. Once again, it's the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. And this particular one, we're featuring our first player of the year. It's team captain Jason Gibson, number 13, the senior, expecting big things his final year here at Niles McKinley. For you, any personal goals? I mean, is there anything you just kind of set out? I mean, we all know the team and team
team wins. But, I mean, for you, is there anything you want to take away with this senior season?
Well, the biggest one was being named a team captain. I've always wanted to be a varsity football captain, so that was a big one for me. Another thing is...
You can mic drop right there, just
another thing that we were trying to instill is that, like, when adversity hits, we can't fall away from it. That's a thing that our team has gone through in the past. And something, when we get scored on, we immediately put our heads down. And that's partly due to leadership. You know, we've not had very many good leaders as players in the past. So I've been trying to step up into that role and pick people up and get them to play through that instead of dropping out. I'm done.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to get them to understand, and trying to also build back up the tradition.
Yes.
I remember coming to the games when I was 6 and 7 years old, watching Nate Gaynard run for hundreds of yards on teams. Used to leave the football stadium, throwing the ball up to myself, running down the street. You know, that was back when that's the most I've seen in college football. That was the most success I've ever saw in my life.
Yeah.
So we want to get back to that point where Niles is a successful football town again. So.
Nice. And what's it like, with Coach Perry in here?
He's bringing a lot of that pride back that, you know, we saw and I saw when the older coaches were here, where you're always held accountable. You don't get away from anything. You're always being a team player and picking each other up, not putting each other down. So bringing a lot of that same pride and tradition back.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, it seems like there's a good vibe right now and, like I said, a good place for your team. Before we wrap things up, and I always do this on our regular calls to pro players, we always like to have a little fun with you, Cole. We call it four and out, and they're kind of a little off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah.
Now, I asked this of all the guys at the big-time programs, and so we have to ask it at this program, too. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Perry, and would they do it in front of him?
Well, we've not really done any Coach Perry impersonations, but Master Sergeant impersonations. We have some good ones in the locker room.
Would you do it in front of them?
It's not me that
no,
does it.
No, whoever does it, would they do it in front of them?
Maybe if they knew they weren't going to get in trouble for
it. Okay.
I don't know if they just come up to him and do it, but they might do it if they knew they weren't going to get gassers for it.
I hear you. We asked that question even on the subs, you know. And it's fun here, and especially the big-time programs, you know, like the Urban Meyer guys, Nick Saban, you know. Some guys, you know, they're fun, but some guys just know
right.
They're not going to do it. How about this one? You have a nickname besides Gibby?
Well, I have a lot of nicknames. I think I have the most nicknames of anybody I know.
On the team?
Yeah. There's Gibby, Gib, Gibbly, Gibbly, Giblets, Gibby. Jay Gibby. I just have a lot of nicknames. A lot of people call me a lot of stuff.
Chachi.
Oh, yeah, Chachi. Fresh
gets
freshman
Chachi.
Year.
Like Chachi from Happy Days.
Uh-huh.
Does he have a little look going on?
A little Chachi action. It does, now that you say it.
I remember I used to walk in the office and get called Chachi every single time. I had no idea who Chachi was.
That's even better yet when you're wondering where
you're
coming
right.
from.
I
love
it. Chachi.
How about this one? We asked this one of us. Now, we've... Well, I don't know. It's a little different, but I guess it's nonetheless it's the same. I'm used to doing college guys. But if you could go to a celebrity lunch with any female celebrity, who are you going to take to lunch?
I got to think about that. I don't really follow celebrities that much.
Well, I just know during the shows, this is how it's been for about the last over a decade. It's Beyonce's one, Rihanna's always two, Megan Good's always three. So... maybe pick out of those three.
Yeah, those are some good ones. I'd say those are some good ones.
And then this one, the final question before we wrap things up with you today, Jason, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. If you could go back so far in your Niles McKinley career, go back and win one game, who would be against the one?
Wheels are turning.
I see
smoke coming out of his ears.
Yeah, there's a lot of games that, you know, you wish you could go back and win, but I think my sophomore year, which I wasn't even able to play, I tore my ACL before the season started, we blew a Canfield game. We have not beat Canfield since the 2012 playoff team. And I really think that you beat Canfield that year, it's a different story other than 5-5.
Right.
With the group of, with the talented kids that we had that senior year. So
I really think, build belief.
Yes, they really, it really does. Once you start winning, that's when, I mean, everybody's a leader when we're winning. There's not so many when you're losing, so yeah, that's a big one right there. I think we may go to the playoffs. We beat Canfield that year.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jason Gibson, team captain, number 13 for your Niles McKinley Red Dragon Station. We appreciate you sharing some time with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem at all. That was a fantastic one. And Coach Perry, you're here. That's going to be hard. All the kids are going to lift. That's going to be a hard one to top.
Yeah, well, that's why we pulled him in there first. We want to set the bar high.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just thinking of some of our other players with those four questions here. We're gonna have to pull some teams out of some guys, or maybe we'll have to get the beat button going in there. God only knows where that's gonna go. But you know, Jason, really, I was really proud of his answer there when he said that you know, he's not gonna change before becoming captain or after. And I can honestly tell you that there was no light switch there, whatever. He really has been a great, great leader for us going back to January. I still have the visions in my head. One of the coaches recorded him working with one of our incoming freshmen, trying to teach him how to lift weights. And it's one of those things where nobody asked him to do that. He's just always jumping in. A couple weeks ago, he's down there running with the linemen during his break. And I could go on and on. So I think we were right here. We set the bar high, and his teammates are going to have to live up.
Yeah, and you know, and I joke around, and the reason that on a personal level, I thought you did great, because I always tell Buddy, everyone, I'm not Dan Patrick, so if you're not going to help me out during the podcast, it's going to be a really bad show. But you gave great answers and dialogue, because, you know, sometimes kids come on, I'm like, hey, how's things going for you? Good. Hey, you're going to have to give me more than good, man. But you did a fantastic job, Jason. Again, I hope you stay healthy and foremost, and then, like I said, obviously, I wish you the best of luck this year.
Thank you.
And Coach Perry, obviously, next week we'll be back for another episode, the fourth edition of the Coach Perry Podcast. Hard to believe we're going on number four already?
Well, let me tell you, we walk by that clock, 10 days, and next week this time there'll be about, I think, 3 days left on there, and I'll probably be in a little bit different mode. As I think I told you before, that week before the first game is just a really tough one on coaches. So it's just one of those things where you just feel paranoid that, you know, have you done what you needed to do? What did you forget? And those kind of things. So I'm sure we'll be on edge. Maybe next week it'll be a quicker one, Bo. Or maybe you can bring some sedatives or whatever we might need. So. But again, I want to thank you, Bo. This has been great. We've had a lot of positive response from people, and I think it's going to get better now that we got the real stars out here. We get to hear from the players, mm-hmm. So this is good stuff.
Yes, it is. Once again, we appreciate you listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast. This one particular show featured Jason Gibson, number 13, on the Red Dragons Player Spotlight. And a big shout-out again to our sponsor, powered by Charles Auto Family. As always, thanks for listening to the 2018 Coach Perry Podcast.